Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer B. You are listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us in the next hour. We're going to try and inspire and encourage you to take your next amazing step in making your dreams and visions an actual reality. Each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll explore life's most meaningful and powerful questions that lead us all to taking inspired action. The goal is to make progress, move closer every day to the life you're really here for. So happy again to be here with you all today. Thank you for tuning in. And for those who are just tuning in the first time, welcome. As many of you know, my passion in life is to help you all take inspired action in your life, to take real steps, build your evidence, no matter how small, so that you can show yourself the incredible difference you can make in your life in a matter of days. And you know, first, I do want to put out there that I want to say that our hearts and minds are with all of those who have been affected by this recent tornado outbreak this week. It is, I know it's affected everybody on the planet, and I just want to let them know that we're sending positive, positive energy for healing and for movement forward. And so I just wanted to put that out there. I want to mention to all of you that my website has received essentially an inspirational facelift. It is, if you go to inspiredactionliving.com, go take a look and sign up on the membership, just your name and email. You'll receive free some amazing short audios that you can use right now to jumpstart your day with the right attitude. It is always so incredibly helpful to just have something in the morning, usually a few minutes, to really get you started in the right mindset. We know how our mindset can be hijacked on whatever particular, you know, moment we might have had. We may have spilled our coffee, we may have just had an unusual night, or whatever it is. It's really important to move forward in your day with a really strong, positive, empowering attitude. And so I want to put that out there that this audio can do that for you. And we have a couple of other audios. One of them also is an absolute validation of your self-value, which is incredibly important to have. And also a short reminder of how to tap into your own power source, which I think many of us just find it very difficult to really empower ourselves. And that's what that's about. So today we have a powerful topic. Michael Becker is here with us again. I'm very excited. And, you know, many of you know that I'm a big advocate of using our attention as a powerful personal tool in the quest to become masters of our own personal success and evolution. And today, we're going to put our attention on the challenges of being a heart-centered entrepreneur, because there are a great many secrets to mastering the art of entrepreneurship. We're going to talk about what a heart-centered entrepreneur is and how to know whether you should take the leap of faith into this amazing world. And what are some of the areas you've got to think about and master to be a true success at it? Now, you know, being a heart-centered entrepreneur is actually something I hold close to my heart, and I absolutely know that doing what you love and building a living around it is an amazing journey, a journey that can not only serve to make you a living, but also serve to help you master many aspects of yourself from the evolutionary perspective. So now I want to bring Michael out here as he as well fits that definition as a heart-centered entrepreneur as I do. Michael discovered his passion for building lives of passion early on, and he is an amazing business and personal life coach who's very, very passionate about creating and helping people feel and see real change and success in their lives. And again, inspired action, not just about talking about it, but showing the real, grounded, let your life speak for itself kind of change. So, hi, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Hey there, Jennifer. So glad to be here today. And as you know, this is, you said it already, this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart as well. So I'm excited to get into it today.
Yay. Wonderful, wonderful. So I want to start again because, as I just mentioned, I really love talking about this out loud. And when having a dialogue about something, I am also I find it very important to make sure that we're all on the same page. And so I want to define, I'm going to define my way of talking about a heart-centered entrepreneur. And my aspect, what I have in my mind about a heart-centered entrepreneur is this. It's really about passion, about lifestyle. It's a whole mindset. And a heart-centered entrepreneur is someone who has decided to build a business around something they love, have passion for, something that they truly enjoy doing, and that they've made a commitment to that business, that they're going to bring their own authenticity to others in service. They have a recognizable trust in their own intuitive abilities, and more importantly, they have an underlying core belief that their success lies in being connected to their sole purpose and having an overwhelming respect for and a core need to honor other individuals by being in integrity, honorable, kind, and above all, honest with themselves and those who cross their paths. To me, that's what my definition of a heart-centered entrepreneur is. And I know that many people have, in fact, every individual who considers themselves a heart-centered entrepreneur has a bit of a different definition. So I want to ask Michael, how would you define being a heart-centered entrepreneur?
Well, first I have to say, wow, that was an absolutely fantastic definition of heart-centered entrepreneurship. Mine would not be much different. But to me, it's when your entrepreneurial motivation is coming from a place of passion. You know, whatever it is you want to do, whether it's, you know, a product or a service, you genuinely care about it. That to me is very, very crucial. It's not about the money. It's not just about the money or ego-driven needs. It's coming from your heart. It's your contribution. It's what you want to contribute to the world.
Wonderful. And obviously there is such extreme similarities. And I think a lot of people who understand, of course, they're going into the world of being an entrepreneur, which is what we're going to talk about today. But we're also going to talk about more specifically what individually, from a heart place and a mindset, what it takes to be an entrepreneur, because doing what you love or have passion for and making a living with it, that's a very big decision. And we're going to take a break here in just a second. But when we talk about this, because again, doing what you love and making a living with it is critical it's critical to understand what, in fact, you're making a decision about. And I think having talked to so many individuals who are starting out businesses, who have an idea for a business, or who, in fact, have been running a small business for a long period of time and were looking to essentially upgrade their business or find more meaning for themselves in their business, which I've worked with a number of people in that regard as well, there's the key to really bringing a whole mindset to it. So let's go ahead and take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some of this wonderful, the great secrets on how to master yourself into becoming a successful entrepreneur. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here with me today, and we are talking about mastering the art of being a successful heart-centered entrepreneur, all the great secrets and how to master yourself into becoming that incredible heart-centered entrepreneur. And so, Michael, before we took a break, we were talking about, again, doing what you love and have passion for and making a living with it. And you know, understanding that, making a decision about taking what you love and you have passion for and deciding to run a business, Well, I mean, isn't that an area where I think a lot of people think about this, but they need to switch gears and realize that what they're actually deciding to do is run a business? What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. As you know, I've been, you know, for many years, I've been coaching people who are trying to do just that. And it's been an interesting learning process for me because people are, everyone's unique and people come at things from different perspectives. But it is a big shift because a lot of people, you know, didn't start their lives thinking about it that way. Many, many people, not everyone, but many, you know, took jobs and went into careers because they looked at them and said, wow, I think I can be successful at this. And typically successful meant financially successful. You know, I can make enough money to live or make a lot of money at this. I can do this. And it was really about the money. And to make that shift to a heart-centered type of entrepreneurship or business is a radical shift because it's a shift you have to make inside of you first. You have to be able to understand what that's about and make that shift, because the two things, one about money, one about, you know, your heart, are two very, very different things, and people need to be aware of that.
Right. And we had talked about that in the past about prosperity consciousness and individuals' relationship with money, because if you do intend on taking something that you love and something that you have passion for and you intend to make a living with it, then you do have to take a strong, hard look at your relationship with money, because it is completely intertwined with how you do proceed as a business person.
Yes. And I know, you know, from personal experience, and I know I've mentioned this before, but excuse me, I grew up in a poor family. I grew up in a family with...
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading, rolling on to the bitter end. Finding out along the way what it takes to keep love living. You should know how it feels, my friend.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousTreePatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action
Radio. The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, Radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here today. We're talking about being a successful, heart-centered entrepreneur. And we're right in the middle of talking about, again, understanding that when you look at what you love and what you have passion for, that you're deciding to run a business when you decide to become an entrepreneur. And it seems simple, but it is something very critical that people need to decide to do. And Michael, you were just giving a personal story about that.
Well, yeah, I was saying that, you know, I grew up in a very poor family, and there were no, I mean, we weren't starving, but there were no additional resources for anything. So I grew up watching my parents, you know, scrimp and save and just try to get by as best they could. And again, we never starved and always had a roof over our head. But there was always this sense of, you know, it all came down to money. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. And so when I started out in life, I really didn't focus on, you know, heart-centered type of career or work. I really thought about the money. I mean, there's no question about it. I looked at it pretty hard, and I said, yeah, this is interesting. I like doing this. And, you know, went into it, my first career being architecture. I went into that, and then only after I got out in the profession, it didn't take long to figure out that it was not where my heart was. And so I, you know, later on, I've been able to draw on that experience and realize that that happens to many people. I was not alone in that at all. That happens to many people. And it's a huge challenge because, you know, one day it hits you that, oh my, I don't really love this. I'm not really passionate about it. I'm not inspired by it. What do I do? And so I've worked with a lot of people over the years, and I've seen this as a big, big challenge because a lot of people will stay in careers that they're not really passionate about for quite a long time before the day comes when they say, you know, that voice inside, instead of whispering, it's now screaming. And they're saying, I have got to do something else. And so that's what happened to me. And again, it was a huge challenge. And it was a real education when I realized, you know, what was involved in doing something that was really heart-centered and heartfelt. It's quite a different experience.
Right, right. It is, and especially when there are so many rewards, needless to say, about taking something that you have passion for, taking something you enjoy and you love, and moving it into a place where you get to do it so with, you know, so much time in your day and weeks and months and those that kind of idea. But there also is something where we really need to pay attention to when we make that decision to whether we want to take something that maybe has been a hobby
in fact, for us. It's something we do on the side that we really enjoy or we might have passion for. And converting that to actually something that we make a living with. There's a lot of exciting ideas about that, but it's a very big decision to take something like a hobby or something that you do, in fact, maybe to relax and decide that, you know, I want to do more, I want to spend more of my time doing this, so what about taking this and shifting it and replacing my job or something like that? And I know you have actually a great comment about this relative to if someone decides to take something that's been a hobby and into a business.
Yeah, it's been a real, that was a really difficult thing for me. It has been over the years. I run into this a lot, which is people who want to take their hobbies, not just a hobby, but things that, you know, they just enjoy doing outside of their work experience, things that they just really enjoy, whatever it is, and it could be just about anything. And they want to take that thing that they love and that they do essentially for relaxation and turn it into a business.
Right.
And I want to tell you, it can be done. It can be done. But there are real challenges to it. And one of the challenges that comes up is I have to kind of coach people and actually counsel them that you need to be aware of something. When you take something that you do for relaxation and enjoyment and turn it into a business, it's not so necessarily, it's not so enjoyable or relaxing as it was before. So you may be missing something, a piece that you really had as an important part of your life. You may suddenly find that's missing because that thing now has become a business that you have to treat like a business. It isn't just for fun and through relaxation. And that can be a big transition.
Right, absolutely. So, you know, I think we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what the absolute keys are in terms of what you need to think about and what areas you need to make sure that you've got under your belt, and especially relative to how you operate as a whole mindset. We're going to talk about that. And when we come back from a quick break, you are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B, and we'll be right back.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading, rolling on to the bitter end.
Finding out Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action
Radio. The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here today with me, and we're talking about the incredible secrets of successfully doing what you love for a living. And what we were just talking about is, what are the keys that, of course, one would need to pay attention to, not only if they're about to decide to potentially become an entrepreneur, but also if you are an entrepreneur, you're running a business, and maybe there are some things missing, and you feel like there are some, just missteps, or something is not really, in fact, filling your heart with what you're doing for a living. And so, the areas that are imperative to master for any entrepreneur are just some of the more specific keys. Certainly, again, having a plan. Oh my gosh, this is an area that, in fact, is on the top of the list, but many, many, many people don't pay attention to this. The having a plan part has to do with not only for your business, but also for your heart-centered path, which brings in, again, the heart-centered entrepreneur. And we're going to talk about that more in just a second. The other items, organization. You've got to know how to organize yourself. Marketing and sales. Needless to say, that's very high on the list, because nothing happens unless that happens. And that's one of the areas, in fact, a lot of people don't pay enough attention to, not because maybe they don't know that it's important, but it's also because a lot of heart-centered entrepreneurs go out there and they're trying to make a living doing what they love or have passion for. But that missing piece of the marketing and sales, they feel like there's something negative about them promoting themselves. They almost feel like there's something against that grain, going against the grain of the heart-centered part. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
I think that's so true. And I run into this again all the time when I work with people, is that, they'll put together a plan. They can see how it should be organized. They'll have a friend who's going to be the bookkeeper. I mean, all the pieces come in, fall together, except the marketing and sales piece, because there's an old adage in business that I think is true, which is nothing happens until somebody sells something. And if you think about it, it's true, because you can have the greatest services in the world, the greatest products in the world, but if they don't benefit someone else, if someone else isn't willing to pay for them to have that benefit, nothing's really happening. And yet a lot of heart-centered entrepreneurs in particular are challenged by that and find that to be a difficult area. And I'm not saying that it can't be challenging. I'm just saying it's an area that definitely needs to be understood, and you've got to jump into that with both feet.
Right, right. And, of course, some of the other aspects of the important focuses relative to, again, the business process, bookkeeping, what kind of service style are you going for, product manufacturing, inventory, something in that realm if you're going for products, relationship mastering, short-term and long-term planning relative to the process, financial planning, service, again, and or product improvement plans, making sure that you've got an idea of where you're going in the next 1 to 5 years. Of course, the idea of focus. And I want to jump right into an area as we move along here is, because all of the areas that we just mentioned certainly are the basics when you're starting to run a business or you are running a business. Those are the pieces that there are so many resources out there that you can get help for. But the other aspect, again, focus, and the aspect of going for heart-centered entrepreneurship, that's critical. And that's what I want to get into, which is the area that really makes this happen. And the first primary mindset that an individual must realize, and they really, if they master this, they're really, in fact, that the authentic heart-centered aspect of being an entrepreneur is born. And that is that there is plenty for everyone. There is enough for you to be successful, as well as your brothers, your entrepreneur sisters and brothers. There are absolutely it is absolutely imperative that people keep this in mind, and because that's part of the foundation of having a heart-centered entrepreneurship. Knowing thyself is what I call it, is really focusing on what you want, not what you don't want. Of course, we've all talked about it, we have the laws of the universe, the law of attraction. And one of the biggest mistakes that people make in their individual lives, and not just in their idea of business or making a living, is the fact that we focus so much on what's not working and we focus so much on what we don't want versus focusing truly on what you want. It's the idea, again, of attraction. You've got to put the energy towards the arena that you want to attract to you. If you put the energy on most of the time of what you don't want, you're attracting what you don't want. And so that's, of course, a universal law of attraction. Also, the idea of knowing yourself and how to present yourself. This is a critical key. Temperament, natural image. If you create an identity in the idea of making a living with of course, what you've chosen to make a living with, if you create an identity in yourself that's too far away from your natural self, you're not going to be able to maintain that long term. That's going to tire you out. And depending on how far away from your natural identity, your natural self that is, that aspect is going to be very, very difficult for other people to connect with. And so if you're looking for success in the heart-centered entrepreneurship arena, you've got to get close to your authentic person, who you really are, what your natural state is, and master showing that to the world in a beautiful, charming way. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
So true, so true. And that is, again, from personal experience when I was young, and again, coming from that family with no resources and believing it was all about money. You know, I looking back now, I realize how much I shifted my natural temperament, my natural personality to suit whatever situation I was in, because I thought I needed to do that. And it kind of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you do that long enough, you start reinforcing in your mind that, oh, that's the way you have to do it. So to become, you know, genuine about who you really are, that's a very, very important piece in heart centered entrepreneurship, critical piece.
Right, right. And the aspect too is essentially of knowing your uniqueness, knowing, this comes to, again, knowing your natural self, knowing how unique you are, because every single person has something, a gift, of value to offer the outside world that's only theirs, regardless if you feel like you're doing something similar to somebody else. It's you're offering as a heart-centered entrepreneur. No one in the entire world can offer what you offer. And so knowing that uniqueness and trusting it, this is where it comes into the heart-centered entrepreneur, trusting your intuitive abilities to understand your own intuition, and knowing that helps you understand and know your uniqueness. And know what quality level your self-value system is operating from. This is critical, critical. If you're going to set yourself up to become at, or you are being an, a heart-centered entrepreneur, the most important thing here is to understand and believe in yourself, believe in your self-value system. And so we're going to actually talk about this, a couple of critical components to that self-value system when we take, after we take a quick break here, because the self-value system is your foundation in which you're really going to attract the success that you, in fact, deserve. You deserve that success. And there's a few, a couple of pieces to that puzzle that you really need to pay attention to be able to do that and get the life you deserve. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. You are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., and we're going to talk about how to become the greatest, most successful, heart-centered entrepreneur you can when we come back. We'll stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are talking about essentially knowing the secrets of challenging yourself to be a great soul-based entrepreneur. And I want to go ahead and make sure we get the contact information out there for us. If you go to www.inspiredactionliving.com, and if you also, for email purposes, care@inspiredactionliving.com, as well as you can reach Michael at michael@consciousproductcenter.com directly. And we were just talking about this, which is understanding the quality level of your self-value system that you're operating from is incredibly important. But here's the key. As a heart-centered entrepreneur, you've got to pay attention to making sure you have a plan, that you're constantly paying attention to your self-value. Everyone out there really benefits from upgrading their own personal self-value system. And when you're putting yourself out in service to others as a heartfelt entrepreneur, the most critical thing you can do is service yourself in terms of how you see yourself and seeing yourself as your greatest asset. When you do that, and you do that consistently, it literally shows everyone in the world that you're doing it, and it literally puts them in a place that they realize you're doing it, they see you're doing it, and they want to do it themselves. And so that's a very important piece, especially if you're putting yourself out there in service of others. The other aspect, too, is know your conscious limitations and have a plan to improve yourself. So any type of things, of course, when we all seek the role of entrepreneur, there are many things that we will never stop learning. There are pieces of the puzzle, of the business puzzle, that we need to pay attention to, but sometimes it's maybe not our forte. It's okay. There are resources out there, and your only absolute plan must be is to simply improve your understanding of how to connect to those resources and help and literally move them towards helping you. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
absolutely. I just wanted to go back on one thing you said, Jennifer, a moment ago, because this is so key to making heart-centered entrepreneurship work, which is that you must see yourself as your greatest asset. Said another way, you've got to look at yourself, if it's a service you're providing, you are your number one product.
Right.
It has to be you, because it's coming from your heart. And that is just so critical with this whole process. You can't look at it as if it's something outside you, something else. It's you. You're the asset. You're the product. And if you look at it that way, it will make everything a lot easier.
Right, right. And when we were talking about earlier in the show about having a plan, needless to say, in business, you must have a plan if you expect to be successful, which you should be and you will be. If you have a plan of action for not only your business, but a plan of action for staying heart-centered. The business world is very big. It can get crazy. It can, in fact, even get hard. You've got to have a plan to stay heart-centered when tested. This is critical because sometimes you feel the fear sets in and you feel like it is maybe too hard, or you don't know what to do, or maybe you have to compromise or sacrifice various things. And if you have a plan that really keeps you in touch with your sole purpose, your goals, your main reason for doing what you're doing, then when tested, your heart-centered aspect will always come out on top, and that is a critical piece as well. You also need to, very big, be willing to promote and extend yourself, sometimes beyond your comfort zone. How many people have you talked to, Michael, that this is an area that is the most challenging for them?
So many, I've lost count. But we get back to that, you know, marketing and sales piece we talked about earlier, and that's really what it comes down to. You know, you're promoting because you're so in love with what you're doing, you want to promote it, you know. But the vehicle for promotion is you. You're the vehicle, and you've got to extend yourself. And you're absolutely right. Oftentimes, it's going to require you to get outside your current comfort zone, and that's a part of it. The good news is, if it's heart-centered, you're passionate about it, you care, getting outside your comfort zone isn't quite as difficult as you might think.
Right, right, because bottom line is that you've decided this is something you want, and especially if you're doing something you care about, you're passionate about, you love, then you have to have made the decision that you are going to do whatever it takes. And that means, you're right, stepping outside of your comfort zone. Because, again, since you pay attention to your self-value, since you pay attention to mastering the art of fear, essentially, your emotional intelligence with all of this is really having a plan to stay heart-centered, then you're going to be able to be outside of your comfort zone and you're going to be okay. The other aspect, too, is the ability to stay focused, stay on task, the ability to prioritize. And I'm going to say very quickly here is that's also critical. You might be very busy. You have a lot of little tasks that you're doing with your business. You feel like you're really accomplishing something. But if you're not literally spending your time on the most important aspects of your business that moves it forward, then you're going to find that, you know, again, 5-6 months down the line, you've really not made a lot of progress. You've spent maybe a certain amount of money, and there isn't a lot of income coming in. It's about prioritizing the most important tasks and spending your time on that. You're going to have to sacrifice some of the little tasks maybe that you enjoy doing, but you've got to spend time doing that. And you also, very important, mastermind group. I say that three times because I can't express how incredibly important it is for people to find one or two or more people that they can talk to about their business. And those people must also understand the heart-centered aspect of entrepreneurship, meaning that the soul-based question. They must understand that. You must spend time with those individuals. And it's very, very important to be comfortable with the truth. I can't express that enough, because your truth is going to be the truth of your business and the truth of your success. And if you're comfortable with your truth and you express your truth out there to the world, you're going to attract that. So I want to thank Michael so much for being with us today. We went through quite a little bit here in this particular topic, and we're going to extend that as well in further shows. But I really want to say, next week, you've got to be with us. We're going to discover the roadmap to healthy personal boundaries. That is an absolute critical piece in moving forward successfully and being able to stand tall, stand strong, and create the life you want to live in a perfect, harmonious state. So again, thank you, Michael, and you are listening to Inspired Action Radio. Really enjoyed our time we had together. I hope you did too, and please join me every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and I hope everybody has an absolutely fantastic week. I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back, because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby. Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get.
out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You're tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transformation, 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 transformation.